Hello and welcome to day three of the Start From Scratch Challenge. And if you're tuning in for the first time, make sure you go back to day one of the challenge because everything builds upon itself. It's very sequential. So if you haven't listened to day one around mindset and day two, make sure you go ahead and listen to those before continuing on to today, or at least make sure just to go back and listen to those as well. You can also watch the training by heading to shedidithowaypodcast.com/YouTube. You can also download the workbook to go along with the challenge at shedidithowaypodcast.com/challenge. Okay, so day one was all about mindset. Yesterday, we covered the four simple questions to answer in order to craft your roadmap. Today, I want to share with you how to get clients. We're going to talk about the difference between inbound and outbound marketing, the importance of a discovery call and when to use them, and then how to leverage value-based questioning while on the discovery call. So first, you have to consider that when you're reaching out to people, they don't really know much about you and your services. You have to build the know, like, and trust factor. People do not buy from people they don't like. So the question is, how do you build the know, like, and trust factor? And there are so many different ways to go about doing so and building that know, like, and trust factor. But one of the fundamental ways to build the KLT factor is by using discovery calls. So what is a discovery call? It is an opportunity for you and your potential client to get to learn about each other and see if you're a good fit for one another. You get to learn additional information about the potential client, some of their challenges, things they're struggling with, more information to really see if you guys can work together. It's sort of like an interview. And as the individual who is asking questions to the potential client, it's really valuable for you because it can give you confidence in knowing how you can help this person. And it's also kind of like dating. So there's that, right? You're getting to know that person. You both are really seeing if you're a good fit for each other and you want to make a first good impression, right? And it's also, I like to call my discovery calls strategy sessions because for me, some people might not necessarily identify that well or that strongly. Let's just say with discovery calls, you can still say discovery call, but I like to use strategy session because I think that implies that we're going to actually strategize on the call, that you're still going to get value from the call as a potential client because I'm going to ask you questions and share my recommendations with you. Now, why are discovery calls powerful? Because if done right, they can be extremely profitable for your business. The simple overall process would be to get on the phone with as many ideal clients as possible and convert them into paying clients. Because it is very unlikely that someone would find you on the internet and work with you without having a conversation first, for example. Or someone just finds you on Instagram and goes, oh my gosh, I want to work with this person. Yes. Now, it's rare that that might happen. It doesn't mean that it's not possible, but we're going to talk about the difference in inbound and outbound marketing. Whereas someone who may have found you through the content you've produced would sign up or purchase one of your courses or inquire about coaching. And that is something that we're going to discuss here in just a moment. But since you're starting from scratch, we're going to assume you're not regularly putting out content and you don't have a website. And so again, there are two types of marketing, inbound and outbound. Inbound marketing is when people reach out to you. So you can imagine it's coming into you in terms of someone reaching out. And inbound is when people arrive on your platforms, whether that might be website and Instagram are two examples, and you attract those people to your website or Instagram through content you create. And you then can engage with them through free opt-ins and or discovery calls. So for example, let's just say that you are putting out consistent content on your Instagram account about how to leverage Instagram, and then people come to your platform and they see what you're doing and they're interested about what it is and how you can help them. And so they direct message you on Instagram. That is a form of inbound marketing. Now, on the other hand, the outbound marketing is you making potential customers aware of you and getting in front of them. So your outbound marketing techniques could be as simple as sending emails to your immediate network, which we're going to talk about on day five, and finding your ideal client on Instagram and maybe sending them a voicemail, or not a voicemail, but a voice memo. So, but even before And in this case, with outbound marketing, before you might invite them to just say, hey, sign up for a free strategy session with me, or simply can be referred to as a call, you can provide them value first before ever doing that. So how it might work on Instagram is, let's say you decide to help business owners with Instagram content. You go on Instagram and find someone who looks like your ideal client. Before even initiating a discovery call or a strategy session, you might send them a voicemail on Instagram introducing yourself, sharing who you are, what you help business owners like this individual with, and then invite them. There's an invite at the end where you're exchanging and providing value first. And you might say that you would love to take a look at her Instagram and put something together in terms of recommendations that can help improve her engagement for totally free, and would love to set up a time to chat. So again, this isn't a form of outbound. It takes a little bit more time and energy because you are reaching out individually, versus the inbound is really where you've created content. People are coming to your website, they're coming to your Instagram account, things like that. So again, inbound, using strategic content to engage, and you might share a piece of content you like on Instagram story and invite them to sign up for a free strategy session with you as well. So there's a tons of different ways on how you can go about finding and how to get clients, especially leveraging inbound and outbound marketing. I completely encourage you to do your own research on inbound and outbound marketing, because there's a ton of wonderful information out there, and it never hurts to hear things more than once, right? So when you outbound, again, is individually reaching out, and you'll most likely do this at the beginning, but you can also leverage the inbound marketing piece as you begin to develop content, and especially, let's say, on Instagram, if that is one of the places where your ideal customer hangs out at. Okay, now let's circle back with the discovery call that we talked about at the beginning, the strategy session. When you're on the call, you want to create what is called a buying environment. We talked a little bit about this yesterday when we discussed why it is important to narrow down your services so that you don't overwhelm your potential client. But people, what I can say is, people can tell when they're being sold to. I know you can tell when you are being sold to, when you are being somewhat pushed into a purchase decision. And no one loves to be sold to. I certainly don't, but I will tell you what, I really, really love to buy. And that's the environment that we want to create for the potential client. We want to make it easy for them. We want them to be excited about it. And we want to create that buying environment, because you want to walk with them during the call, not talk at them. And while you're on the call, you want to make sure that you're asking open-ended questions, and you want the call to be a conversation, not an interrogation. And most importantly, create it so that there's a chance for you to better understand your potential client's challenges. Allowing the other person to talk and share their challenges is valuable for when you go to offer your services. Because what happens is when you're on, let's say, a 25-minute strategy session call, it could be 20 minutes, and you're asking really good open-ended questions, you're getting to the bottom and the root of the challenges, you can use their responses in your what's called a close at the end of the call. And this is so valuable, because you're using their words that they've shared and expressed their pain points with your recommendation at the end of the call. This is why it's important to ask open-ended questions, not only to get valuable information, but also because people love to talk, and especially those who are telling you their challenges and problems. And you also build that know, like, and trust factor, which is huge. And you create that environment of trust because, and again, it makes it easier for your potential client to buy from you. So to recap, again, two ways to market your services. You can do an inbound approach, which is through strategic content and introducing what is called a call to action for people to sign up for a complimentary strategy call. So this, again, to recap, might look like you putting out content in the form, it could be a blog post, a podcast, or you could do a Instagram post, an Instagram story. And in that post or story, you're doing a call to action where you are calling those people who are watching you to take action on signing up for a free strategy session to your link in your bio. Again, we're going to talk about a few more of these in detail on Friday. And then the idea is have the strategy call and then bring them on as a client. Now, outbound, again, you're personally reaching out to people. There's a personal outreach. There's an offer of a customized value that leads to a discovery call that then leads to your client, Okay. Those are the two ways to market your services. And then the last piece is create a buying environment. Remember to ask open-ended questions. Remember to listen and build the know, like, and trust factor. Okay. That is it for today. Again, if you want to watch today's training, you can head to shedidatherwaypodcast.com/YouTube. Take a screenshot, tag us in Instagram, come hang out with me. I would love to know what has been your biggest takeaway or an aha moment for you, or if you have any questions at all. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about the actual process that will replace your website in the interim so that you can start to generate leads and clients and build that funnel to have people sign up for strategy sessions with you. Until then, keep doing it your way.